Your North Iowa news continues. Almost a year after he was arrested, a northeastern Iowa man has agreed to plead guilty to a reduced child endangerment charge. On March 31st of 2023, the Fayette County Sheriff's Office was contacted by the West Central School District about an 8-year-old male who reported injuries to school officials. Since alleged incidents occurred in the city of Fayette, the matter was handed over to the Fayette Police Department, which determined the juvenile had bruising and other injuries caused by a leather belt. Fayette police arrested the boy's father, 29-year-old Matthew Tucker, for assaulting, causing willful injury, and child endangerment, causing bodily injury, both Class D felonies. He initially pleaded not guilty, but Wednesday entered a guilty plea in Fayette County District Court to a reduced charge of aggravated misdemeanor, child endangerment. According to the plea deal, Tucker will receive a fully suspended prison sentence not to exceed 2 years, and a fully suspended minimum fine. He will also be placed on informal probation for 1 year. A hearing for Tucker to be officially sentenced is now set for April 1st. The boy's mother, 29-year-old Sarah Tucker, also faced a felony count of child endangerment initially, but the charge was dismissed back in December. A camper was destroyed by fire Thursday morning in North Iowa. The Mason City Fire Department says they were dispatched to 1211 South Georgia Avenue. At about 6:30 Thursday morning at the scene, the fire crews found a motorized camper 75% involved with fire. Mason City Fire says the camper was in the backyard of the residence with no buildings or vehicles close by. An emergency crews cleared the scene in less than 2 hours. No injuries were reported. The camper is considered a total loss. The cause of the fire is still under investigation, but is believed to have started from cigarette smoking. The Mason City Police Department also assisted at the scene. There were no injuries reported in a weekend Charles City apartment fire call. Charles City Fire Rescue says they were called to an apartment in the 2100 block of Clarkview Drive for smoke in the hallway shortly after 7 p.m. on Friday. At the scene, crews found smoke coming from a downstairs apartment. On entry into the building, firefighters found a pot with grease smoking on the stove. Crews were able to shut off the stove and ventilate the apartment. Charles City Fire Rescue was on the scene for less than an hour. And then on Sunday at 7:02 p.m., the Charles City Fire Rescue were paged to a fire in the ditch on Highway 218 south of Charles City. Dispatch received a 911 call from a motorist stating there was a fire in the ditch, but no attendant was seen. Crews responded with the large brush truck, mini truck, were able to extinguish the fire quickly. Trucks were on the scene for about 20 minutes before returning back to service. Everybody is reminded that the burn ban for Floyd County is still in effect. The grass is still very dry and the smallest spark can ignite a fire that will spread very quickly. And a weekend fundraising event brought in over $20,000 for a pair of North Iowa emergency response agencies. According to the Alta Vista Fire Department Facebook post, Jericho Joe's 3rd Annual Rocky Mountain Oyster Fundraiser on Saturday evening raised over $21,000 for the fire department and the Chickasaw County EMS. The dinner and live auction event was hosted at Jericho Joe's just east of Highway 63, about 10 miles north of New Hampton. The Alta Vista Fire Department thanked everybody who came out to support the departments, all who helped with the event, and all who donated auction items. That is your North Iowa news for your Monday, March 11th. For these stories and more, find them on our station websites, kchanews.com and 951thebull.com.